A perilous path to Poland is only the beginning. Refugees from the war in Ukraine keep going. Exhausted, they begin another difficult journey. Many board trains leaving eastern Poland, not knowing where their last stop will be. One woman, overwhelmed, tired, barely able to speak, said she left her whole family back in Ukraine. Her husband is fighting in the war. Children are caring for her elderly mother, who's too old to leave. Carrying what little she can, she's heading west, hoping to find work, perhaps a new home for her family. When we met her on the train, she said she had not slept in 4 days. Agnieszka is going back to her job in Warsaw after volunteering at the border. She was mostly greeting refugees.
For example, yesterday I saw a woman with her grandson and she was crying, so I sat upon to her and we were talking a little bit. I don't know Ukrainian language, but it's similar to Polish language, so she was talking about her family, her husband, her home that she has left now. So the support, emotional support, is something that I think they need the most.
If the war continues, she says more volunteers will need to go to the border. Something as simple as a warm welcome at Poland's door can make those forced out of their country feel more at home. 2 years old Temur is too young to understand that he's been uprooted by war. His father is fighting Russian forces in Donbas. Fleeing the violence, his mother says, was their only choice.
What can people do? Now they can only run with their children. We were hesitating for a long time about what we should do, but I think it was the right decision.
Every train going west is filled with stories of lives torn apart by war. Millions of vulnerable civilians forced to find a fresh start.
Once the train pulls into Krakow station, people step off the platform into a kind of controlled chaos. Now, it is hectic here, but there is help to be had. There's volunteers handing out food, available to answer any questions people might have, and helping people register to find a place to live.
On the train, some do find their way. Overhearing her story, Agnieszka, far from the border but still helping, offers a ride and a place to stay to a new friend. Safe passage and safe haven. New beginnings in Kraków, a city that has known war, now a place of refuge and resistance.
Not to close the sky! Not to close the sky!
Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Kraków, Poland.